Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, nice to have you with us on a Monday podcast as we have reached the third week of April. What's going on there, Albert?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I was thinking this the other day as I was walking my dog. A lot of times I have think of thoughts. I don't like to wear headphones. I don't wear headphones even to the gym anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I like to just be with my thoughts. Of course, not. You do this sometimes on the ride home.
Yeah, ride home in silence.
Yeah, the ride home I need to have some sort of talk going on.
I enjoy golfing by myself.
With nothing. Yeah.
Me and the birds.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important when you to have some time you're supposed to like be thinking.
Yeah.
So I was thinking this the other day. I was walking the dog. So I started going to the gym, I don't know, a month and a half ago, whatever it was. So I'm trying to figure out if I went to the gym every day, let's pick an exercise. Let's just go bench press. And the very first thing, like, I have not been to the gym in a long time. Maybe I'm just putting 25s on a bench press or a machine, whatever it is. But let's say I start off at 70 pounds. And I lift my 70 pounds, and then tomorrow I go to the gym, I do 71 pounds. I probably could do 71 pounds if I could do 70 pounds, you know.
I know where you're going. At some point, you're going to hit the wall.
Yeah. Why, though? If I'm if I'm just going up a pound at a time, shouldn't my muscles get to the point where I can just keep adding one or like a what if I just did increment a half a pound a day?
No.
That goes so then at some point.
Why don't you try it? Let's see if you can do 365 pounds at the end of the
year. Well, that's what I mean. Like, I think I do want to try this.
Because it will feel a little, it will feel slightly heavier every day. I'm not saying you can't do it, especially if you start at a light weight.
Yeah.
You start at a light weight, you're right. Like a half a pound is stupid. Yeah, there's no way you can really add
yeah, you're right. There's no half pound.
Even a pound.
Gym.
You'd have to probably, I don't even know. Hey, could you even? No, there's half pound weights.
They only have 5 pounds.
Right. So I understand where you're going with that, but every day it's going to feel a little bit heavier, and you're going to get to a point where it's like, all right, you know what? Now this is really becoming tough. You got to start backing off a little bit or pushing yourself harder to get that extra 2 pounds up. But, I mean, just think about it logically. The human body can't bench press 5,000 pounds.
But they always tell you, like, so then at some point, everyone will plateau at the gym because you can't go any further.
Yeah, because the human body does have limitations.
So then what do you do? Let's say I get to my point where I can't. More reps.
You're talking about maxing out on one push. I mean, if you do more reps, you know. But that's how these guys get addicted to becoming enormous.
Yeah.
Like they can't more. And then all of a sudden they don't look human, which is not great either.
Yeah, I always feel like because I'm not a bulky man, that I do more reps at a lighter weight.
Sure, which is not a bad thing, I think. I think that's actually pretty good.
But I should try one time, like, what's the most I can push?
No, just please make sure you got someone spotting you.
Well, I don't ever do the real real bar.
You
only
do the Nautilus machines?
Yeah, or like, yeah, something where there's, it can't fall on me.
Okay.
But what's really embarrassing, there's these, I think they're called hammer machines, where you're using the weights that you have to put on the barbells, but it goes onto a machine. So then when you push each individual arm, but if it fell down, it wouldn't hit you. It's embarrassing when you put a weight on there and you sit down and you can't push it. You go, oh, I put too much on. And now I got to
get back up.
I got to take some out.
That's like the next morning walk of shame.
Yeah.
Look at me.
And it's really bad because any type of machine that uses the actual big weights that you put on it yourself, not the pin, but the actual weights, and you're going to a machine and you don't start off with the 45, you look weak.
Yeah, but you also can't worry about what people think.
Yeah.
You got to do what you can do and just get stronger.
Yeah,
that's all you can do.
I start with the 35 pound.
Okay. And how many are you doing? One?
No, I'll do 12 sets of 12.
All right.
And then if I add a little weight, I'll do 10 instead.
Got it.
But I just feel like there's got to be some body part that I could just keep adding 1 pound to and never stop.
But that will never happen.
Like, could I curl 300 pounds one day?
No. Mm. No. You keep saying never stop. It has to stop.
But if I'm just...
Oh, you put 10,000 pounds on a bar? I mean, it has to stop.
I wonder where, though. Like, where does it stop?
You've got power lifters that have put up big numbers.
But I'm saying for a regular man of my size. Like, you're right. I need to find... First of all, I need to find weights that are in 1 pound increments.
You're talking about just one rep.
Yeah, I always feel like one rep, you got to really do 2 reps. Because the first rep, you're doing all the pushing first. And then you got to bring it back and then push.
Again, right. We're not talking... I keep forgetting. We're not talking about lifting it off the bar. That's why I mean one rep. You got to lift it up, down, and up.
Yeah. I say initially you got to push.
I'm going to say you would cap out at about 200 pounds.
On a machine.
That's significant. That's 25% more than your body weight.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of weight. And, you know, you don't have the biggest chest. You're not talking about working out to get to that. You're talking about just increasing I don't know what you would do. You can't put 1 pound weights on.
I know. I'd have to get myself some weights that I can bring to the gym that are just 1 pound.
You're not going to.
I need
they don't
five.
Sell 1 pound weights.
I need 4 1 pound weights that I can put on the machine.
But I don't think they sell 1 pound weights. 1 pound weights.
1 pound weights. But what do you call those weights that go on a bar? What are those specific
free weights?
free weights. Okay. But I thought the free weights were like,
oh, they do sell 1 pound weights suitable for increasing bench press capacity, often referred to as fractional plates.
Fractional plates. That's what I need. I'm going to look in my gym because my gym is a muscle head gym, Jerry.
Yeah.
And I bet they, although it being a muscle head gym, I would think they're probably like 1 pound weights. Get lost, loser.
I would think so too. Yeah. Look at this. A little 1 pound plates, change plates, they're called.
Yeah.
How many are you going to buy?
Well, I only need four. Well, no, I need four on each side. I need eight.
You need eight of them because then you're going to go to the fives and the tens.
But you're
and...
right. If I'm going to distribute the weight evenly, I need half pound weights because if I'm just going to increase my...
You're not doing half pound weights. Will you stop it? The 1 pound is absurd enough.
Yeah.
1 pound, you're increasing 2 pounds a day.
2 pounds a day. That seems like a lot.
Oh, God.
I really just want to increase 1 pound a day. Well, or even... half a pound a day because eventually I'm going to hit my max. But the other weird thing about working out, and I guess this goes for any sport, there are days when you go to the gym.
They sell half pound weights too.
There are days though, aren't there? Like you've gone through times when you've worked out with weights and you might go to the gym on Saturday and have a kick ass where you're like, this, I feel great.
Yep.
Then you rest on Sunday, you go back Monday, and you feel like crap.
Mm-hmm.
So
how'd you sleep? Did you drink?
Yeah.
You know, did you get your did you get any other exercise in during the day? What did you eat?
Yeah, so
that
these things are gonna
sluggish.
Yeah, you know, gonna affect my pushing of the weight too.
There's no doubt. Absolutely. And that, well, yes and no. I mean, I think for you, you're so regimented, I think your body would feel the most normal. The problem for you, look at that. It's pretty good. The problem for you would be the dog, and are you getting up in the middle of the night?
So if I could be one of those people that regimented everything, sleep,
yeah,
food,
if you didn't have the dog, I think you would feel the same every time you went.
Yeah.
I really do. Because you
eat
the same thing, you would sleep the same amount, you know, you go to bed at the same time, wake up at the same time, you take care of yourself. I think... you would be a pretty good example of what consistency looks like.
Yeah.
The problem is you're not going to because of the dog. And you have irritable days because of the lack of sleep. And then you have days when you're in a great frame of mind.
And I have irritable bowel syndrome also.
Do you?
I think sometimes. I don't think as
much
anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't think I do as much anymore.
Okay.
But I am going to look the next time I go to the gym tomorrow. I'm going to look for 1 pound weights.
Can't wait for you to walk in with your own half pound weights.
I'm going to walk in. I'm going to try to find the largest muscular guy in the gym and be like, where do they keep the 1 pound weights? You look like you would know that.
Why don't you find the older guy that befriended you?
Yeah, he was there Saturday morning.
Ask him.
Hey, old guy who befriended me.
And
at
then
the gym.
Explain to him what your theory is and let him laugh you out of the place.
Yeah. I'm going to do the challenge. I'm just going to add a half a pound.
But that goes to. We talked about this, too, with the push-ups. If you just add one push-up
yes.
a day, at some point, you're not going to be able to do 2,500 push-ups at once. Your body, it just, there's no way. I don't think.
Yeah.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at americacures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
I think the key is you can't max out every day. You got to, like if you can do, like let's say you did 70 push-ups in one thing mm-hmm. and your last few were tough. You're not going to do 71 tomorrow because the last few were tough as it is. You got to get to a point where your muscles are feeling good with a certain weight and then just add 1 pound to that.
Yeah. You're not getting to 3,000 pounds.
I don't know.
I don't believe so.
But will I not get to 3,000 pounds because I slip up and I miss some days?
No.
Or that's the key. That's the question.
No. What is the most weight the human body
can push?
Yes. Can lift.
Yeah. A bench press.
A bench press.
Like what's going to bend the bar? Because that's where I think I could get it.
The highest weight ever lifted in a bench press was achieved by Jimmy Kolb in July 2023 using supportive equipment. 1,400 pounds. The no supportive bench press. So I don't know what type of mechanism he had. It's clearly there's more than just, he's not just doing that.
Yeah.
The record for the highest raw bench press is 762 pounds.
I think I could beat that if I do one.
Oh,
pound.
Shut up.
Well, if I just do one incremental weight of 1 pound, like give me 1 year where I'm just increasing the wheat by 1 pound.
You can't, it's just not possible. I'm sorry. It's not.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
I don't know.
You know it's not.
I know it's not, but it doesn't make sense that it's not. I know it's not, but it doesn't make sense that it's not.
It does make you realize how heavy it is.
But if I'm just, if every day I'm just increasing it slightly.
Because you will get to a point, because you are adding weight every day.
Yeah.
And every day will feel just a smidge heavier. And that adds up. It just does.
Hmm. All right. I saw an interesting tweet, which I screen grabbed, and I shall read it to you, Jerry.
Okay.
Let me see where I screen grab this into my photos. It just says this is from a guy I'm not familiar with, but his name is Ben Eisenhart.
Okay.
He's got a blue check mark, but that doesn't mean anything these days. Anyone could have a blue check mark. It came up in my For You feed. And it just was talking about people in their 40s, which I thought was interesting. Here's what he wrote. Being in your early 40s is weird. People around your age are in every stage of life. You have people who are grandparents. You have people who have newborns.
Mm-hmm.
You have people dating 25-year-olds. You have people celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Some of them look 60. Some of them look 30. All the bases are covered when you're in your early 40s.
See, it's funny. I feel that way in the early 50s.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I feel like I've got friends that have infant children in their late 40s, early 50s. I've got friends that are already grandparents at 51, 52, going through the death stage of a lot of parents, sadly.
Yep.
It's like I'm beyond the grandparent death stage. Now it's really the parent death stage from people. And I've been to too many wakes over the last few years, and I'm more to come for sure. Into the phase where kids are starting to get married. Kids are having babies. It's nuts. It really is. It's like it to me, these last couple of years have been very much like what that is saying, more so for me than the 40s.
You're noticing more in the 50s.
I would say the last couple of years has been eye-opening.
Yeah.
That every stage of life is basically touched upon.
Yeah. There's and I don't no think doubt. It was like that prior generation, right?
Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Does not feel like it.
a lot going on in your 40s and 50s.
Yeah. No, there's no, I mean, my 40s were consumed by raising my two kids. I mean, you know, that's, you know, I was 30. Yeah, Matthew, let's see. Yeah, I was 30 when Matthew was born. So for the last 20 years, it's basically been getting those two on the right path. He's not going to be 22 this year. Hopefully he's doing the right stuff. And then my younger guy, 16, still in high school, but he's quickly becoming a man too. So, but the 40s were all about, you know, just like the 30, mid-30s to once he was born when I was 35. So the last 15 years has been all about them.
And would you see it when you go to your kids' games and things? Would you see the vast range life experiences people have?
Yeah. I mean, you could look at the last few teams I was on that I was either the head coach of or an assistant coach at the end. You had parents that were in their 60s or in their 50s, and then you had very young parents in their late 30s. So you definitely saw it. With one of the teams I coached, we had a mom who was, I believe, at the end. I want to say she was mid-50s. Now, together with them for a long time, so when I got to know her, she was in her mid to late 40s. But at the end, she was in her mid-50s, and yet you had the youngest mom of the group. I was coaching her oldest of three, and she was, I would say she was 34 at the end. So there was a 20-year gap just between those two moms alone. So you see absolutely. You had grandparents that were raising the kids because there were issues with the parents or whatever the case might be. So, yeah, I saw a lot. Saw an awful lot.
Do you think most people think they look good for their age?
No.
You think people are aware when they look older than they should?
I do. Yeah, I think if you look in the mirror and you see white hair and you see not great skin, I think you feel not great. The same way you can't look in, like I can't look in the mirror and be like, I'm fit. No, I'm not. I'm a fat F right now. It's hard to not acknowledge it. And I think if you are aging poorly, and it could depress you too, I think if you're not aging great, I think you see it. Yeah. Especially if you see it side by side with a photo of what you used to look like. I think that's when it becomes eye-opening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. There are certain years, I guess, or certain times of your life where you age quicker. Or
perhaps.
Because I even see, it's funny, like if I subscribe to a channel on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's channel, and I'm seeing them, and then something comes across my timeline, and it's their channel from 3 years ago.
Right.
And sometimes you look, and they look so different. I'm like, wow, in just 3 years, this person looks so different. I don't know. I just feel like there's certain years.
Stresses in life.
Yeah.
Can certainly take a toll on you. We always talk about the president, how much different they look from the day they took office to when they're done.
President will age you.
Don't sleep, a lot of stress, a lot of decisions, weight of the world, people hate you, people love you. That's not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Hmm.
But, it's the aging thing is very interesting from, like you always tell me, look at like a woman's hands, right? So the other day, it's amazing, I was pulling up to a traffic light, two lanes, and I was halfway to the car on my right, which was like a smaller SUV. And flowing blonde hair, and it looked like an attractive, I would have said, young woman. And she put her hand, when the windows were open, she put her hand out, and her hand was all wrinkly. I'm like, I got to get a look now. Now I'm curious. And slowly, I was able to kind of nudge up before the light turned green. And sure enough, she turned, she'd be 70.
Wow.
I was unbelievable. I'm like, wow. Like, the hair looked great, but as she turned, like that's that is a grandmother.
Yeah.
Like that is not a 25-year-old, which her hair looked like, and you never know. They color their hair, but it looked great. But her hands looked old.
Yeah.
And she was older.
Yeah. A woman, you could tell how old a woman is by her hands or her neck skin.
I never thought about the neck skin.
My neck skin is, that goes for men too. My neck skin will give away my age as well.
Fair enough.
It is interesting though, if you had an event with people in their 40s.
Yeah.
Like you're going to hold an event. this just whatever this event is, yeah. It's just for people in their 40s.
Some will look old, some will look really young.
Yeah.
And some will look their age.
Yeah, like even if you had an event, you had to be 45
mm-hmm.
to go to this event.
Yeah.
You'd get a wide range of how old people look.
For sure. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. It's also interesting how people view you.
Yes.
You know, like I've been, believe it or not, not often at all, but when we were in Iowa, I believe, I got carded at a bar. I was like, that was the coolest thing in the world. And he's like, well, he goes, we're supposed to card up to 35. I'm like, dude, I ain't 35. And I thought it was great. Then we were in, that was the Iowa-Wisconsin trip. Then we went to Wisconsin and we went to a bar to eat dinner and watch the games and everything. And they proofed the ops guy, who was, I think, 28 or 29, maybe 30. And he looked at me, he's like, yeah, you're good. And like laughed at me. I'm like, wow, 3 days ago, the guy's proofing me because he thought I looked around 35. And this guy's like, yeah, I don't have to proof you, you old bastard. Yeah,
come right through, sir. No like, waiting in line for you.
And weight and facial hair does wonders too.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like I look older because my face is, you know, fatter and puffier when I look at photos from, like I see, it's funny. I came across two things yesterday. I came across not my game ticket from that first Cowboys game I went to. I was telling you about at Texas Stadium in 97 or 98. But I did find these ticket stub from the Thanksgiving Day game in 2008. It was the final Thanksgiving Day game at Texas Stadium that I went to with Kim and Matthew at the time. I found that yesterday, which was cool. But I also found a stack of photos my first year doing Rutgers. And my younger son, he's looking at it. He goes, man, Dad, if you would just be thin like that, you'd look the same. I'm like, thanks. But he's right. I was looking at them. My hair, believe it or not, not bad. Like, it wasn't like, I always kept it short. It was just facially, I'm fat.
Just we also lose the elasticity in our faces, too.
Yeah, I suppose. But if you don't add the weight, though, your face is still going to be thinner.
Yeah.
It has to be. So those two things, and the facial hair is a big deal.
You think facial hair makes you look older or younger?
Oh, 100%.
Older.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Like, if you were clean-shaven, I think it takes years off you with the perception of how old you are. I think, anyway. But that's why most women, you should shave your face. I'm just kidding.
Make you look much younger.
Just kidding.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. Now, I did that with you.
Yes, I was here.
Yes, you were here for that. And we'll be back here again tomorrow on a Tuesday morning starting at 5 a.m. Until then, see you!
Draft season is here, and the Commanders are getting closer to decisions that could shape this roster for years.
Do they go get an impact playmaker? Do they finally fix the defense? This is how teams build it the right way.
That's what we're reporting every day.
I've been in that locker room. The type of players you bring in now changes what the team looks like on Sundays.
On B. Mitch and Finley, you get real reporting plus a former player's perspective.
Straight football talk, no hype.
Follow and listen to B. Mitch and Finley on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.